Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to talk about conversations with God. Kind of an interesting topic, especially since Neil Donald Walsh has basically cornered the market on that topic, or has he? I spent some time this morning just kind of cruising Blog Talk Radio, and I was so pleased to see under very many different titles and categories that there are programs talking about people feeling that they are okay, recognizing that they are valuable. There might be a lot of names and a lot of topics, a lot of categories. There may be many different ways of saying you are valuable, you are enough, and you are important enough for God to have conversations with. That's what we're going to talk about today, a little bit about that, a little bit about me, and hopefully a little bit about all of you and any conversations that you have had with God. But before we do that, let us join our minds and hearts together. Let's imagine ourselves reaching out through the internet as though we had outreached arms. Our hand touching the hands of others who are listening or may listen in the next several days or whenever. And let us imagine ourselves holding hands and joining our minds and hearts in sending caring, loving thoughts to the universe. Caring, loving thoughts to this entire planet. And especially reaching out to touch those whose conduct, whose words make us feel unhappy, who are less than acting in a manner less than love. Let's try through those thoughts to give peace a chance. And before we do that, let's take three deep breaths, breathing through the soles of our feet, through our nose, up over the front of our body, up over our crown chakra, and down the back of our head, breathing out through our mouths as we move down the body to the feet again. A second breath of air, once again filling your lungs as though there is no tomorrow, because you are going to oxygenate your body in a way that most of us have forgotten. As you reach your crown chakra, start blowing that air out through your mouth, down your back, across your buttocks, down the back of your thighs, and out through your calves and your feet. And one final breath, breathing in once again with your nose up through your feet, across the front of your calves, across the front of your thighs, across your stomach, up, 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 over the crown chakra, and blowing out now, down through the back, releasing the air through your feet. And now let us comfortably sit and join our minds, our hearts, and feel the hands of others reaching out to form a circle of love, a circle that's reaching around the world. I've noticed that I've had listeners from the Ukraine, from Belgium, from France. Let's touch hands. And now, for now, let us send loving, caring thoughts. Let's imagine love as being an energy force that is bright and clear, clear light. And let us manifest that energy force between our hands, encircling the globe that we live in, and saying to all that are here, to all that is here, man, animal, plant, mineral, let us join our hearts in wanting the best, loving, highest, grandest things for this planet. Let us send loving thoughts to those who are hungry become full. Let us take action to make sure that those who are hungry have food. Those who are hungry have water. those who are without shelter have a place to live. Those who do not know love, do not know the embrace, feel this energy force that we are sending. Lift it up into their hearts and know that we are one with all things. Let us gently, softly release negative feelings we have towards others, replacing them with caring, sensitive thoughts. Let us look at those who harm and know that they don't know better. They don't know better. But we, through our actions, through our deeds, through our words, through our very being, are going to work to manifest love, and in that manifestation, we will model. Let us remember that those who come before us who are negative, whom we find unlovable, are really here as teachers, providing us the opportunity to not be caught up in the negativity, the negative energy, but instead to reach out in positive energy, to grow from the lesson they provide us. And for that, we thank them. Let us hope for a day when peace has a chance. We ask this in the name of all that is holy, which is all that is. Om. Or as the Christians say, Amen. So let's talk today a little bit about talking with God. The Dalai Lama says that there's an important distinction between religion and spirituality. He says that religion he takes to be concerned with belief in the claims to salvation of one faith tradition or another, an aspect of which is acceptance of some form of metaphysical or philosophical reality, including perhaps an idea of heaven or hell. Connected with this are religious teachings or dogma, rituals, prayers, and so on. Spirituality he takes to be concerned with those qualities of the human spirit, such as love and compassion, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, contentment, a sense of responsibility, a sense of harmony, which brings happiness to both self and others. A sense of harmony. That's kind of an interesting topic for me, and I'm hoping that I get some callers today who can share with us some of their experiences in talking with God. For me, I'm different. I'm what some people might call a heightened sixth sensor. I don't know, there's times when I know what you're thinking. There are other times when I don't. There are times when I walk into the room and I can just feel everyone in the room. And there are times when I can't or don't. I'm generally pretty poor about feeling anything for myself. But I feel a lot for others. I get communications for others. Some people may call me a channel, which is an interesting idea. I'm different. I grew up different, and I came to know last year that I cannot allow myself to think that you are experiencing the world the way I experience the world, because I'm different. But so are you different. And just because I'm different doesn't mean I'm special. It doesn't mean that what I'm going to tell you about today is something that you can't experience, because I truly believe everyone can be a heightened sixth sensor. But I think that we are not everyone for the same reason that I'm not all the time. Perhaps sometimes there aren't any messages to receive, and sometimes it could well be that fears, the human nature, blocks the light. I have come to recognize that when the soul joins the body in this form, perhaps the reason the baby cries is because of all of the fear that is a part of this form, this human being. I can't speak to it absolutely, but I just sense that's the case. Because I sense as souls, we're all equal, we're all same, we're all part of the whole. I love this saying by Su Xian, Do you want to know what my body is? My body is the same as the whole earth. Do you want to know what my mind is? My mind is the same as space itself. Do you want to know what my vision is? I see there is nothing to see. Do you want to know what I hear? I hear the unheard. So do I. Since I have been seeing and hearing, why then do I speak of the unheard? If you listen with your ears after you cannot understand all, when you hear through your eyes, only then will you know. Or Nisargadatta Maharaj, my guru told me, trust me, I tell you, you are divine. Take it as the absolute truth. Your joy is divine. Your suffering is divine too. All comes from God. Remember it always. You are God. Your will alone is done. I did believe him and soon realized how wonderfully true and accurate were his words. Isn't that beautiful? So as souls, we're all the same. We're just all part of a divine unity. We're out there, and I see from looking at the popular shows here on Blog Talk Radio that there are a lot of people giving this message. There's also hundreds of books. I see books on manifestation. I see books on intuition. I see books called Conversations with God. People, my friends, let me share with you the people who wrote those books are no different than you. So what's happening? Why are they getting the message? What is it about them that they have an open line of communication with the universe, with God, with Yahweh, with Allah? Why is it they hear? Why is it they feel? Why do they hear the unheard? They're here as messengers, obviously, to help each and every one of us remember we are valuable to the universe. And perhaps that's part of it. Maybe the beginning of manifestation of peace, the beginning of having a heightened sixth sense, is a realization that you are valuable, that you are special, that you don't need to discount your intuition, that there are no such things as coincidence, that everything is God. Either everything is God or nothing is God. I prefer everything because I know that to be true. How can I know that to be true? Well, I've written a book, but that's not what this is about. It's not because I wrote a book. It's because when I came to this planet, I never lost my connection with the other side. I can't explain it. I was that odd kid. Come on, call in. I know some of you were odd kids. Share your stories. When I was born, I talked at 3 weeks. I started crawling around, and I was crawling around looking for my guide from the other side. His name is T, and he is still a part of my life. I will never give him up, although I did have a psychic tell me once I should, in order to move on. But if moving on means I give up T, then I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to stay in the sense of connection from birth. Never letting it go. I look around at little kids, and I can tell they're still connected. That's not to say that children do not quickly succumb to the fears of not being enough, of needing to be special, of needing to be valued, of conditioned love that are part of this human form. That fear that embraces the soul when it first joins this body and makes it cry out in shock and indignation. But the reality is that soul is still there in you. And it has an antenna. Sure, maybe I have a few more heightened sixth senses than some. I have no doubt that I'm meant to be here talking to you right now. I have no doubt that there's a message that I have to deliver. But I see us all one day sitting in one place. And as we reach out to touch each other, I see divine light surrounding us. The unity of our souls manifesting itself, and that vision alone tells me that each and every citizen of this planet is capable of connecting with the universe, has the right equipment, has the right antenna, and needs to believe. And the thing I believe each and every one of us need to believe is that we are valuable enough to the universe that there's a message being sent just for us. But people say, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? There's billions of people on this planet. Come on, folks, call in. I'm going to invite you to call in today and any day from this point forward, because I am not going to give up on this radio program. And I'm going to invite you to call in, and I'm going to invite you to talk about God talking to you in whatever form, in whatever manifestation, in whatever experience. I'm going to invite you not to ignore the nudging of your intuition, not to ignore the manifestation of something that was just in your mind a few days ago and now there it is. That is precognition. That is seeing events that are to come. That is a heightened sixth sense. I'm going to invite you to believe that you are valuable enough to the universe. You are special. Each and every one of us is special. We have absolutely no problem believing that a rose bush knows each and every blossom. Not just the blossoms, each and every stalk, each and every leaf, each and every thorn. It's a part of the rose bush. It's a part of the being. It's part of existence. It knows it's whole. Then why then cannot the universe keep in touch with all of its parts? We don't have a problem believing that our brains can keep in touch with every aspect of our bodies. And believe me, I have come to know that recently with this broken hip. It knows my toes and my fingers, my fingernails, my cells, my cellular structure, my blood. It knows everything about me. And through breathing, it cleanses me. Please breathe. Please breathe. Breathing opens up all of the receptors in your body. Breathing invites the universe in. Breathing means you never have to face life alone, that you can face life as part of the whole. A-L, new word, O-N-E, O. All one. Many of us are afraid to be alone. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot easier to connect when you're alone. Well, unless you're going to be a channel. And then obviously you need the person in front of you, but you don't really. You could call me on the telephone. I can't believe it, but through the wonder of the internet, I can probably help you if that's what you're interested in. If you need help, know that I'm here. At 9 o'clock every Sunday, and sometimes in between, I am here. And if I have a message for you, then I will give it to you. And if I don't have a message, I will not. That is the wonder of life. For me, is getting messages for others and being able to share them. But the reality is, being alone, being all one, breathing, setting aside some time, those things are important. Now, I've read some of the authors who are talking about writing it down. In fact, almost all of the authors are talking about writing it down. And I'm going to tell you a value in writing it down. Because in writing it down, writing down what you want, writing down what is in your mind, writing down your hopes, writing down your dreams, writing down. In doing that act, you create a journal that shows the holy manifestation of your life, because you will find, as you write down those things that are on your mind, the solutions will come. You will find that as you write down what you desire and want, those things will come into your life. And in the process of doing that, you will recognize your divinity, your ability to manifest. You will break free of the negative energy of fear that keeps you from believing you're unworthy. And in that writing down, the very act of writing down, you will create a journal of the miracles in your life and a positive proof book that shows you have communication with the universe, even if you're not listening. Even if you don't believe you're valuable enough, knock and the door will open. One time, many, many, many years ago, I read a book called The Celestine Prophecy. Beautiful book, beautiful book. All of these books are beautiful. The book, Law of Attraction, gorgeous, beautiful book. Dyer's book on intuition, beautiful book. My book, Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired, beautiful pictures. Beautiful pictures. Beautiful words. I did not draw the pictures. A lady out of Selma drew the pictures, and for that there is a blessing. But after I read The Celestine Prophecy, before I wrote my book, before Dyer wrote his, before Neil Donald Walsh, or maybe right about the same time as Neil Donald Walsh, was beginning to realize he was having a conversation with God. Read those books. Wonderful books about the value of you to God. During that time period, I read The Celestine Prophecy. Now, I've said that three times because it was a book. Well, maybe the first book that caused me to accept who I was is the book written by Shirley MacLaine, Out on a Limb. But after I got past that, I got to The Celestine Prophecy. And I began to see the energy all around me in all things. And I developed a mechanism there because at that point in my life, I was still very, very much in to Christianity, and I still believe that Christ is a wonderful messenger. I believe there are wonderful messengers in many religions, but what I believe in is God. I believe there is one universe, one divine one, and that there's no names, and I see so much of Christianity, so many Paulisms, so much of this creating us and them camps, of Christians being special, and I don't believe any of us are more special than the others. I believe we are all destined to go home to God. I see God as grander than many churches have made, many Christian churches have made God. Many churches of many faiths have made God, as the Dalai Lama says. I see God as more than that, as gigantic, loving, unconditional. But during that time, when the world felt rough and tough to me, when everything beyond my control was weighing on my shoulders and I hurt, I would envision Jesus walking to me. Or it could be Muhammad. It could be God. Today it would be God for me. And as my divine one approached, I would put my hands out in front of me with the palms facing up, heavy, full of all of the troubles that were keeping me from feeling at peace. And I would start turning my hands over just as the Divine One's hands reached out to take mine. And I would turn my palms upside down and release that pain into the hands of the Divine One, believing that I was important enough for a special visitation. And I visualized this, and I released my pain, and in that releasing, I communicated with the universe. I felt God take my hand and massage my shoulders and help me move forward. Because even in my suffering, I am part of God. Perhaps most in my suffering. Although I noticed that it is so common when people have joy to kind of take credit for it. But when they have suffering, they're looking to God to free them from it. Many times we fail to recognize that it is in the release from the suffering, the moment of peace, that we have communicated most definitely with God. That God has reached into our lives and answered our unsaid words. That God knows our beings by their very fiber and can give us peace and release. Yes, whether you recognize it or not, God is communicating with you every bit as much as he communicates with me or she communicates with me. But the answer for all of us is in believing that. When the woman touched Jesus' cloak and was healed, it was not because there was some miracle in Jesus' cloak. It was not because there was some miracle that Jesus did because of the touch. It was because when that woman reached out and touched that cloak, she was communicating with God and believed that God valued her enough to provide an answer to her prayer. Provide an answer to her prayer. Believe that God values you enough to answer your prayers. Believe that God is right there, right now, beside you. And that if you turn just a smidge and you say, God, I need you to help me with this, and talk about it, and don't feel selfish, and it's okay to ask for yourself. It's all about you and what you're doing in life. It's okay. Believe you are valuable enough for God to communicate with. Trust your intuition. And know that when God is communicating with you, his or her words are your highest thought, your grandest feeling. They inspire your highest loving acts. They are not acts of meanness, mean-spiritedness, cantankerousness, pain, suffering. God doesn't justify low behavior. That is man behavior, and that is driven by fear. You are valuable. You are enough. You are exactly whom God would like you to be. Right now, you are who you are supposed to be, and God is waiting to lead you into the next second if you will open your heart. Take 3 deep breaths and believe. As we approach the New Year's, my friend, I hope that each and every one of you know that you are special to me. I am embracing you with my heart, my soul, and I believe in your divinity. Namaste.